From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. After Congress failed to reach a budget deal overnight, shutting down the U.S. government, federal agencies are expected to begin scaling back this Saturday. Reuters' Nathan Frandino has that story.
With the U.S. government now shut down over a failure to reach a budget deal, federal agencies are expected to begin scaling back on Saturday. In the short term, the impact packs less of a punch, with the shutdown starting on a weekend when most government employees are off. But come Monday, employees ranging from financial regulators to civilian staff at the Pentagon will have to stay away from work. The government last shut down in October 2013 after a similar standoff. National parks were closed then, upsetting many tourists and causing a $500 million loss in visitor spending. Though White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney said on Friday those parks would remain open this time around. Smithsonian museums along the National Mall were expected to stay open through Sunday before closing on Monday.
And Senate leaders do continue negotiations on the budget bill this Saturday. This Saturday, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen are making Egypt their first stop of a four-day Middle Eastern tour that also includes visits to Jordan and Israel. In Cairo, Pence gives meetings with the Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and other officials before flying to Amman, Jordan. Sunday afternoon, he then flies over to Israel. Pence is the first senior administration official to visit the Middle East since U.S. President Donald Trump announced his decision to acknowledge Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. That is a move widely condemned by world leaders. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Olympic and government officials from North Korea and South Korea have met at the International Olympic Committee headquarters to confirm how they will unite for the Winter Olympics Games next month. Reuters' Sakia O'Donohue has more.
Easing tensions in Korea. The International Olympic Committee announced on Saturday that North Korea will send 22 athletes to the Winter Olympics in the neighboring South next month. They'll be competing in three sports and five disciplines, and the decision is viewed as a sign of moving forward over disagreements regarding the North's nuclear and missile program. The North and South have already agreed to march under a single flag at the opening ceremony in Pyeongchang and field a united team in the women's ice hockey. The North Korean athletes will be handed quota places, a rarely used form of wild card, to allow them to compete in events including ice skating, skiing, and ice hockey. Thomas Bach, the head of the International Olympic Committee, said he hoped the Winter Games would hopefully open the door to a brighter future on the Korean Peninsula.
Beijing has accused the United States of violating China's sovereignty after U.S. missile destroyers sailed near a disputed shoal in the South China Sea. The USS Hopper sailed within 12 nautical miles of an island also known as Scarborough Shoal on January 17th. China's defense ministry said in a statement that a Chinese frigate immediately took action to identify and verify the U.S. ship and drove it away by warning. The UN Children's Fund says that in Iraq, more than 4 million children, about one quarter of all Iraqi children, live in poverty. Most of them, it says, are scarred by years of conflict and deprivation.
The UN Children's Fund says that in Iraq, more than 4 million children, about one quarter of all Iraqi children, live in poverty. Most of these children, it says, are scarred by years of conflict and deprivation. The government has made great strides in bringing the fighting to an end in several areas of the country. But UNICEF notes children continue to suffer from ongoing violence, lack of education, and basic care.
That's Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA. The United States has condemned Sudan's arbitrary detention of journalists after reporters from the French news agency AFP and Reuters were arrested covering a street protest Friday. The U.S. State Department said it was aware of the detentions and was closely following the reports. The U.S. is continuing to press Sudan to improve its performance regarding freedom of expression and overall human rights and to ensure that those detained are treated humanely and fairly in accordance with Sudanese law and international human rights standards. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.